Sunshine by Robin McKinley. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Copyright 2003 by Robin McKinley. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Robin McKinley and Writer House and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Part 1. It was a dumb thing to do, but it wasn't that dumb. There hadn't been any trouble out at the lake in years, and it was so exquisitely far from the rest of my life. Monday evening is our movie evening because we are celebrating having lived through another week. Sunday night we lock up at 11 or midnight and crawl home to die, and Monday, barring a few national holidays, is our day off. Ruby comes in on Mondays with her warrior cohort and attacks the coffee house with an assortment of high-tech blasting gear that would whack Godzilla into submission. Those single-track military minds never think to ask their cleaning staff for help in giant, lethal, marauding creature matters. Thanks to Ruby, Charlie's Coffee House is probably the only place in Old Town where you are safe from the local cockroaches, which are approximately the size of chipmunks. You can hear them clicking when they canter across the cobblestones outside. We'd begun the tradition of Monday evening movies 7 years ago when I started slouching out of bed at 4 a.m. to get the bread going. Our first customers arrive at 6:30, and they want our cinnamon rolls as big as your head, and I am the one who makes them. I put the dough on to rise overnight, and it is huge and puffy and waiting when I get there at 4:30. By the time Charlie arrives at 6 to brew coffee and open the till, and most of the year start dragging the outdoor tables down the alley and out to the front, you can smell them baking. One of Ruby's lesser minions arrives at about 5 for the daily sweep and mop-up, except on Tuesdays, when the coffee house...